them out of bondage and then put them out in the desert to starve to death. You see, many of them came to a place of saying, wait, we were in bondage in Egypt, but at least we knew we were going to eat.
So then Moses said, what'll I do next, Lord?
Well, he was following non-physical, the cloud of glory.
One step.
It was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
And we'll get right back to the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. On the other side of this break, we're talking with Ion and Bob Neverett and James Martinez and me, and it takes all three of us to keep up with him, to keep up with Ion. We will be right back.
Up the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
Today's show was brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organization. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers, to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges. Infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols, LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina, and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
You're listening to Rumor Mill News Radio, and Bob Neverett, James Martinez, and I are having a conversation with Ion. Ion, I don't know how you describe yourself. How do you describe yourself?
A group of non-physical entities that are joined together, many and separate, that flow and resonate with the non-physical in the individual.
Okay.
So Ion is inside of us?
The non-physical inside you resonates with the non-physical that is Ion.
What does Ion think of the theme song, the male voice? The words seem to be supplementing what you're saying.
They are very, very clear. And that actual score was from an alignment with Source. Is where that piece came from.
I believe
beautiful.
That. I was always going to have the man that wrote it on my first radio show that was called One Step Into the Light. And so I'm going to have to do that. Ask
yes.
him where he was when he wrote that.
Yes.
Who is it?
It's the Moody Blues. I can't remember which one of them wrote it, though.
Okay. So the crown of glory and the night of the pillar of night? we were talking about.
You were giving reference to Moses causing manna when the Israelites were in the desert for 40 years. They had no resources. Oh, but they did. And once they realized and aligned with that process, they moved with the cloud of glory. And that cloud was the non-physical resonating in those participants, the ones in the desert. There was a cloud by day that they followed. They moved with the cloud. There was a pillar of fire by night. That pillar of fire was a physical manifestation of their knowing that their God would deliver them out of their oppression, because he already had, you see. If it started becoming next logical step business, you see, then those physical manifestations, because they had no resistance regarding it, allowed manna to fall from heaven, and it was on the ground every day. And they consumed all that they wanted. They didn't hoard it or save it because there was no lack. Then the next day, there was also manna more than they could consume.
What did it taste like?
Locusts and wild honey.
One of the guests that we've had on the radio show believes that he has figured out what manna is, and he says it is gold ions. Ion, how do you feel about that explanation?
Those are perfect words. Those are perfect words, because it becomes a basic flow of what you call nutrition. Well, if you come into non-physical, you don't need nutrition. So, therefore, those are perfect words as you describe it, you see. You come into a place where their bellies were full. And anything that you call that, some might call different aspects of food that same type of a basic element of life. But you see, that waxes and wanes as you go through the planet, because great parts of Indonesia enjoy the suffocation of bugs and find them delicious.
I just want to read you what he says. He says, manna is an ionic form of gold, like it is found in stars. It's life-giving and sustaining when eaten in a form that provides a metabolic pathway into the cells. Gold was vaporized during active smelting operations that were ongoing in the Sinai during the Exodus. Atoms of gold were sent aloft. They cooled. Water molecules formed around airborne particles to form raindrops that fall from the sky like manna did. And that's what he's saying. Manna contained gold ions.
Precisely. Precisely.
And you are ion.
We are.
Something, a real connection there.
There is. And that spark that activates in your viewers is the same spark of the non-physical that allows them the knowing that they can indeed take their power back, and that they can do, be, or have anything. There are no limits. Prayers. What prayers does God not hear? All of them, correct?
That's correct.
What prayers does God not answer?
Well, none of them. We all get exactly what we pray for.
Well, you get what you allow into your experience, you see. Because the God inside you activates that prayer life. Some call it meditation. Imagine that, the quieting of the mind. Some call it aligning, allowing. You come into a place where you have a prayer, a wanting, and you can't do it on your own. So you ask the higher power to take care of it for you, you see. Now that higher power is already inside you. So then as you align with that asking, Source says your wish is my command, not pray your prayer again and if you say all the words right, then we'll listen. No. That resonance of that prayer position in you then can bring that into your experience, and it can be a seamless, simple process. Or, just like Moses, you can take a 3-day journey across the desert and make it last for 40 years. Either way. It's your asking. It's your wanting. And as you align with it, that's when it shows up as a physical manifestation or representation of your creation.
You listen, we're all silent. We're all speechless for the moment. But you know, we can't stay speechless on a radio, so I had to say something, but I have to admit I am speechless. So,
I can speak.
Duvall,
I can
do either
speak.
Of you have a thought?
I got lots to say.
Go ahead.
The Marsh McLuhan used to emphasize that the effects precede the causes. Not that the effects come after the causes. The effects precede the causes. Ion, could you relate that to the Abraham's principle, channeled through Esther Hicks, of 1-2-3-ing, and then McLuhan's point, effects preceding causes, which means 3-2-1-ing. Maybe it's appropriate to get into that, because you just already explained it. Now,
correct,
in other words.
Correct. It's even simpler than that. We were completing in the process of what's the fastest path to your joy. And that question is asked from where you are. See, humans take themselves most everywhere they go. They rarely don't. Most everywhere they go, they are. Okay? So you are where you are, and that's okay. So you can be the head of all, or you could be the least in the kingdom, and you're just as powerful a creator. In every causal action that you take on, you define your asking. Source takes care of it, and then you have to wait until you line up with that manifestation. And when you line up with that manifestation, then it becomes in your reality.
That's Abraham's principle.
Every single time, without fail or exception. There's a little larger aspect to it. If you could, like a liftoff of a rocket, where they don't count up, they count down. They rarely stop the countdown at 2. They get down to 3, 2, 1, lift off, okay? Well, at 3, that's when you see the process that you are to be your future experience, your now experience. And that doesn't have to be a long span of time, because when you get to the part of the countdown that's 3, 2, 1, you better hold your ears, because it's almost time for lift off, you see. You've orchestrated this all in your knowingness by defining what it is that you want, okay? And once you have that fully developed in your mind that is the creator, and that resonates with the non-physical, it doesn't have to, but it certainly can, then 3, you have defined those wantings. 2 is not your work. You have nothing to do with that process. The non-physical part of you goes to work and orchestrates, aligns. It makes the man in the truck with the wrench to change the tire. That comes to change the tire, that happens at the very same time that your tire goes flat, and you have that interaction, and it's meaningful, and you're thankful that they were there, because you'd have been stuck because you didn't have your charger for your cell phone, so it's already out, and you're 100 miles from nowhere, and you didn't know what you would have done otherwise. When the solution shows up the same time the problem does, then you're on the right path, you see. So we went down that path just to sort of set that order. But coming back very simply with everything, 2 is when Source works out the details. And humans jokingly use the phrase that the devil's in the details. Well, no, not so much. It's actually in the divining process. Then you get down to 1. 1, they've already ignited the engines, you see, at that point. 1 has a causal effect on your asking. You're asking, you're stretching, you're becomingness, your oneness.
You're contrasting. Asking is contrast, right? Contrast.
Yes, but sometimes, see, that's worked out in the third step.
Mm.
You see, when they check the operating systems before the rocket goes off, they don't wait to 1 to start checking. You see. So then what happens when you get to 1 and it has a causal effect on your asking, then that sets off the liftoff. And then that manifestation, whatever that is in the 1 that you were asking, can seamlessly in a next logical step, not 100 years down the road, but right here, right now, can be your experience, can be your manifestation. And that can be anything. It can be everything.
So the effect of what you create shows up even before the apparent cause of it.
Every single time. Every single time. Specifically, time is a funny thing because, see, you humans created it. Oh, wait, you humans created everything, so it's no surprise that you indeed invented time.
And we're going to take it right up with time on the other side of the break. We're talking with Ion, and regardless of what you think of Ion or channeled information, you have to admit that this is stretching your mind in ways you've never had it stretched. We'll be right back on Rumor Mill News Radio with Bob Neverett, James Martinez, and Ion.